And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:32. High time we stopped talking about chip shops and concentrated on the 60-second challenge. And joining us for round one, one of our regular contestants. Say good morning to John Ellis. Hi, John.
Morning, Dave.
Have you got anything exciting planned for the final bank holiday before Christmas, then?
Yep, this is it.
This is it. This is the highlight of your weekend, taking part in the quiz.
Anything keeping me going.
Wonderful. Well, fingers crossed you're going to win today, and that will make the highlight even more special for you. Right, usual reminder, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So if you're ready, here we go. Which long-running pop show began on the 1st of January in 1964? Which group sang their songs on Wimbledon Common?
Wimbledon.
Which company used I Heard It Through the Grapevine to advertise their jeans?
Levi's.
Which Irish band recorded the theme from Harry's Game?
Enya.
Who entered the charts with Crocodile Shoes in 1994? Which soap star had a hit in 1986 with Anyone Can Fall in Love? Which TV show was introduced by Jules Holland and Paula Yates? By what name is Harry Webb better known? Who sang the Shoop Shoop song in 1990? Which group wrote the music for the film Saturday Night Fever? And who had hits with the films Grease and Xanadu? And you can answer that one. You're going to go for the late Olivia Newton-John on that one. Well, not a bad round, it has to be said. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all, although I think Elton John was mentioned at least once. And you got 9 questions right. Not bad at all. Right, and the ones that you, well, actually, I might actually give you 9.5 because I've just thought about one of the ones you got wrong. The Irish band who recorded the theme from Harry's Game were Clannad, and I think Enya was actually a member of that band.
Oh, no, I can't
have helped. Right, we'll leave it at 9 then. Okay, so Clannad was the answer to that one. And the other one you got wrong, possibly because you're not an EastEnders fan or weren't.
I'm not a television fan.
You're not a television fan. Man, you're sticking to the radio.
Well, I've never one for 9 or 10 years.
Really? Yeah. And do you not miss it at all?
No, not in the slightest.
Right, that's fascinating. But I'm guessing you've got a computer and you might watch things
watch
on
a
that.
Few documentaries and all that.
Yeah. Well, it saves on the license fee, doesn't it?
No. You've still got to have one for
those. Oh, of course you have. That's right. If you access the BBC iPlayer, you've still got to have a license. Yeah. Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. Anyway, back to the question. Which soap star had a hit in 1986 with Anyone Can Fall in Love?
I remember her name.
Yeah, married to Brian May of Queen, Anita Dobson. Anyway, a pretty good score. It's going to be difficult to beat. So that's the highlight of your bank holiday weekend over. So all you can do now is look forward to Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
See you, Dave.
Cheers then. Bye-bye now. Bye. And if you fancy being contestant number 2 at 12:30, get in touch now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round 2 of the quiz. You're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard John Ellis get a score of 9 out of 11, with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and become this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave, you okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, and you're en route somewhere, I gather, today.
I'm en route back now at the minute, actually. We went yesterday.
Right. Where have you been, then?
Only Anglesey. I popped up there yesterday just to do a little bit of fishing and get some bits and bobs.
Yeah. I thought you were going to mention fishing, because I know that's one of your real passions, that and football, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like the Blues were very unlucky yesterday, but
Indeed.
It's coming together nicely for Callum.
Right. OK, well, let's get back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. Hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. I know you're parked up in a lay-by at the moment, so nice and safe. As soon as the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. OK, then?
OK, Dave.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete this song title, Raindrops Keep Falling
On My Head.
In which Andrew Lloyd Webber film did Madonna play the lead role?
Evita.
Who sang the theme tune to the Dudley Moore film Arthur?
Christopher Cross.
What was the name of the Beatles' second feature film?
Help.
Who had a hit with Mrs. Robinson in 1968?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Which Disney film does the song Circle of Life come from?
Lion King.
Which group was Mark Bolan a member of?
T-Rex.
Who won an award for his hit Pretty Woman after his death?
Roy Orbison.
In which city did John Lennon meet his death?
New York.
In which musical instrument does Ringo Starr play?
Drums.
Whose first top 10 hit was Dock of the Bay, and it reached the top of the charts after his death?
Otis Redding.
And one more, which 60s group was Mama Cass a member of?
Mamas and the Papas.
Mamas and the Papas, right. Well, I think that's a pretty good round. Let's total them up. 9 out of 11 is the score to beat. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So one more question than John Ellis answered. And I'm delighted to say you got all 12 right. Fantastic.
Ooh.
Hey, that's got to be one of your best scores, hasn't it?
That is my best score, Dave, without a doubt.
Excellent, good. So obviously the trip to Anglesey and the fishing has obviously helped the grey cells this afternoon. So well done for that. Indeed. Yeah. Okay, we'll let you make your way back home. Thanks for talking to us, and we'll have you back on the quiz again real soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ian. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
So well done to Ian Jones, this week's 60-second challenge champion, narrowly beating John Ellis. And we'll do it all again next Sunday morning, 11:30 and 12:30, if that's all right.